But as we noted, soon after Bhutto's emotional arrival at the airport, bombs exploded along the route of her motorcade, killing more than 100 people. We turn now to NPR's Philip Reeves, who was on the streets of Karachi today when Benazir Bhutto returned.
Welcome, welcome, Benazir, welcome.
Benazir Bhutto arrived to be greeted by crowds in a festive mood, and for a while it stayed that way. But there was always a likelihood of violence. Islamist militants had threatened to attack Bhutto. Bhutto herself had expressed concern she might be assassinated. It's not clear who carried out the attack that killed scores of people in bombings close to her convoy within 15 hours of her return. An aide to Bhutto, travelling with her, said the blasts happened while she was resting inside her vehicle, which had been driving at a snail's pace through the city of Karachi. They say afterwards, looking dazed, Bhutto was taken out of the fortified vehicle and whisked away. The finger of blame will likely point in two directions, Islamist militants and Pakistan's security agencies. Whatever the truth, it was a bloody end to what was supposed to be a triumphant return. Arguments will continue for a long time over exactly how many people turned out to greet her. Her supporters say it was more than 1 million. Others say you can halve that and then halve it again. But it was a very large and boisterous crowd. Enough to ensure it took many hours for Bhutto's convoy to travel through the city. Enough to gridlock the roads around Karachi Airport for much of the day. So that the only way to get through the throng was on the back of a motorcycle.
This is the best way to see the crowds that have come out to see Benazir Bhutto. There are many thousands of people. They're lining the tops of the bridges. They're perching on the tops of coaches that have come here. We've passed apartment blocks with people craning from the balconies.
There was a huge number of party workers. There were sightseers. And there was Samir Alam Hafiz. Hafiz is standing outside the luxury hotel where he works. He's watching with fascination as Bhutto's convoy inches past. Bhutto's aides are tossing money into the crowd. She's atop a giant motorized armored box built specially for her journey.
I never thought in my dreams. This is amazing. This is amazing.
Standing next to Hafiz is Imran Qureshi, an executive at the same hotel. These men are friends. Today, though, they disagree. Unlike Qureshi, Hafiz thinks Bhutto had to come back.
Oh, I'm not glad to see her back, believe me.
Qureshi thinks his friend is flat wrong. Bhutto should have stayed away.
We want to get rid of Musharraf, but we have other people in the country. We have a lot of people. We have the true politicians and the true educated people we have available in the country. They can go forward and they can, if they have given the chance, they definitely do that.
Arguments like this are going on all over Pakistan. Bhutto's return to the political arena is gripping the country and the world. But many Pakistanis are uneasy about the manner in which it came about. They're angry with Bhutto for negotiating with a military ruler, General Pervez Musharraf. They're angry over a newly introduced amnesty freeing her from untried corruption charges, and they don't like it that the US is behind the power-sharing agreement she's forging with Musharraf. A few protesters even burnt the US flag as her convoy passed by. Those who turned out today did so knowing there were predictions of a bombing attack, predictions that turned out to be true. Bhutto herself said she expected to be targeted for assassination. And yet they weren't deterred.
This is mind-blowing. And see the people.
That's Aslan Jamil, the student.
They are the public. They want her. That's why she is here. And we need her. She can change. She can change our country. She can change our life. That's why we are here.
Expectations are high. For Bhutto, that means one thing. Now she's home, she must deliver. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Karachi.